Good morning. Good morning. We're midweek in our missions emphasis week, and I have two short announcements that are in regard to this. One is we are doing sign-ups for immersion trips. Go to our webpage, and we had a great response on Monday, and they're just continuing to flood in, but we have room for you. The other announcement, and it will show up here Thursday night, we have a justice calling discussion. It's not a lecture. I want to invite you out, and it's an opportunity to meet with Kristen Johnson. She wrote this book, and you can ask questions. How does the Bible fit in with justice? Now, I would like to introduce our speaker today. It is Coach V to many of you, Mary Vanderhoof, and she is the head softball coach here. She's been here 8 years. And many of you, how many of you are involved in the intramurals? Several people. So she does a lot of work with that. And we're thankful that she's here and she has a good word for us. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Nancy. Hope College, yes. I'm excited to be here and I've got some good news for you today. God wants to do big things through you. Big things through you. And I believe with all my heart that he wants to change the world through each of you in this room. I've got a few years on all of you now, and hindsight's taught me some things that I wish I knew when I was in your shoes. And that's what I want to talk about today. Ephesians 3:12 says that God is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. You guys, he wants to do immeasurably more than you could ask or imagine, both in you and through you. Some of you walk into this chapel today believing that, and that's so great. And I want to challenge you in these next 10 minutes. But some of you aren't sure of God's promises that he has for your life, that he's going to do his work through you. Not other people, not people like you, you. And maybe you are not sure that you have anything to offer, and I'm here to tell you that you do. God has given you gifts, and you might still be discovering what those are, and that is such a great part of college. And it's okay to not be sure. And you're in such a great place to question that and wrestle with it and ask the Lord to speak his truth into your life. I'm so glad you're here, and I want to encourage you in this next 10 minutes. God wants to do immeasurably more than you could ask or imagine in your lives and through you on this earth. I think some of you hear big things, and you think like, oh man, like what does that mean? What does that look like? I got to do big things. Like, so what's my calling in life? You probably can't go a week at Hope College without hearing somebody talk about calling, and then friend A and friend B, and you've heard their calling, and man, they must have like super faith, because I'm sitting over here like, sure wish God would like give me my calling. And it turns out that things that I learned about calling happened in the 14 years since I was out of college. And so I'm really excited to share that journey, what that's looked like for me, and trying to help you guys along your way as well. So my faith was really transactional in high school and even into college. I knew the Lord as my Savior, but I wasn't really in a relationship with him. I knew how to say and do the right things to make people think my faith was deeper than it was. So like, go to youth group, go to Bible studies, own a journal, bring that journal places. Like, I just like would do that. Act like you write in it more than once a year. Like, I did that too. And like, rough it up a little, make it look like I really use that sucker. Knew to underline things in my Bible at church. Like, I knew those things, but it really was sort of a facade then. And God started really getting a hold of me when I ended up going on a mission conference called Urbana with InterVarsity group on our campus. I didn't go to Hope, but Hope actually sends students to that each year. It's held as well. But God just planted a seed in my heart at that conference to give back to the global church through missions at some point. And that opportunity actually presented itself to me within the next year. I had a chance to go to China on a mission trip between my sophomore and junior year. And God started showing me that he has more for me than the things I was giving my life to. That he wanted so much more from me than what I was giving. And that he had given me gifts he could use to draw others to him. And I didn't really know what to do with that. I was an economics major in college. I thought I'd be in business my whole life. But my first job out of college didn't start till September after I graduated, so I planned to take another trip to China. Things were set. I was going with several that I had gone with a few years before that. And then SARS broke out. You guys are too young to know what that is, but it meant the college decided we weren't going to China. And we were ready to like sign waivers and like, we'll get SARS, we don't care. But the opportunity was taken from us. It was like, it was out of our control. We did not have that chance. So I ended up coaching softball that summer and then started my job in September. And that job, you guys, I hated it.
Like, it was terrible. It was awful. It was an awful fit for me, and I really, really struggled. I had my Christian friends telling me, like, you're there for a reason. You got to persevere. Like, and then I had other friends telling me, like, Mary, we, like, don't even recognize who this person is standing in front of us. Like, what has happened to you? And I just was torn. And God opened another door during that time, and I just walked through it. I wasn't sure if that was right. God didn't wake me up and say, it's okay for you to quit. Like I wanted him to do. He simply opened another opportunity, and I walked through the door. I have so many situations where in the moment I want God to paint me that mural or shout in my face. I would even take the whisper or the still small voice, and it doesn't come. It doesn't come. And I still have a decision to make. And it wasn't until I acted and looked back that I was able to see his work in my life. And I didn't get the plan, and I didn't get the why until after. I grew up with the message of, like, God's will in your life. God's will in your life being this very narrow path. That there was one set of sequential decisions that led to alignment with his will in my life. You're either in his will or you are out of it. And you're either obeying or disobeying with each decision that you make. And it sort of felt terrifying to me to make any decisions. I was challenged by a pastor who taught a leadership class at my church to start looking at that differently when I was about a year and a half out of college. I was working as a personal trainer, feeling totally unfulfilled and wondering what God had for me. And he helped me realize that the will of God is for us to know him, to pursue him, to care what he has to say in his word, to ask for him to speak to us through it, or through people, or through a dream, or through a circumstance. What helped my faith exponentially was a conversation with that mentor about grad school. Once I started considering coaching as a profession, I was stressed about which grad school of my two options was the right decision. And he asked me, Mary, what if God wants to do big things through you regardless of which decision you make? Thought about that, I'm like, nah, like that doesn't fit my faith narrative that I was brought up with. So like, no, that doesn't seem right. One has to be right, the other has to be wrong. And he really helped me to see that God is going to get me to where I'm going. And he's going to get me through this life from birth to death. And that mentor helped me see that my rigid picture of his will in my life was not God's heart for our relationship. There is freedom in decisions that we're presented with. And there is not always a right or wrong decision, just different options sometimes. And he wants to use me wherever I go. It's not going to always look like we expect it to, but God always is at work. And we are never outside of his love and provision when we feel far from him. We will have hard decisions. I think there are times he gives us options and says, I'm going to bless either grad school you go to, Mary. And so act. I've given you intellect. I've given you people to process with. And there, if 10 red flags go up, I'm closing that door. Pick the other school. But if both seem great, go where you feel is best. Go to the school that excites you. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to get you to where you're going. And your life really might look different if you choose school A or school B. But both are going to be great because it's yours and I'm with you. And it blew my mind. I really had never heard that message in my life. And I felt just this like huge weight come off of my shoulders when I heard that. And it seemed to me that the challenge is really to just keep moving forward, asking him to be with you each step of the way. And through the highs, through the lows, when we feel close to him, when we feel really far from him, and to never give in to thinking that we can do it alone. I believe we have one calling in this life, and that's to follow Jesus. To be in a relationship with him. And the Bible says he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father except through him. So to invite him into those decisions and to ask for guidance and then act on what we see and hear and he reveals to us. But let me tell you, I've asked sometimes and felt in the moment like I was getting nothing. And that's not an excuse for inaction or questioning, rather an invitation to just lean that little bit closer, because every other calling is secondary to following him. I think God wants us to take that next step we feel he's leading us to, and he's opening the doors to. And I think sometimes the biggest battle we fight is against our expectations of what we thought it would look like. It being our life, our career, our relationships, our timeline. And when we have a firm plan of what it is going to look like, we aren't open to seeing what God has for us. The places he's leading us to that we could have never found on our own. I learned in my mid-30s that there's a difference between expectation and expectancy. Expectations say first A needs to happen, then B, then C, and if it doesn't happen exactly that way, we have no idea how to cope, okay? And it's us telling God how things should go. But expectancy is standing there with our hands open and just saying, Lord, I'm ready for whatever you have for me, and I trust you. And those things look different. I'll be the first to tell you that what I expected my life to look like when I was 20 and what it looks like now are really different. But the journey has been amazing. It's been amazing, the journey that God has brought me on. And so take the next step, and then the next, and then the next. And God will use it for him and to draw him closer to you, draw you closer to him with each step that you take. I just continue to be surprised in my life by God and the unbelievable things that he's brought me to. And he just shows up in pretty unbelievable ways. This summer, I had the chance to go to Zambia with one of the seed trips. And those are inter-team mission trips through Hope Athletics that actually you'll get a chance to hear about a little bit more next week from Caroline Dykstra. But we got to go with an amazing organization called Poetis out of right here in Zealand. And they're great. And they actually offer a three-month immersion internship where you could learn a little bit more about what those big things that God has for you and through a cross-cultural setting and dive into your personal faith journey a little bit more. If you have any questions about what that would look like, please let me know. I would love to share more about that with you. But this summer, we went and did sports ministry with soccer teams of all ages that Poetis ministers to year-round. And we brought water filters for them and their families, and we got to share Jesus. And you guys, I felt so alive, like the fullest version of myself over there. And at the age of 36, felt feelings like, God, am I where you want me to be? And he has shown me in this last month since returning that I can bring that experience into my life here, into being the best coach I can be, that doing big things for him can happen wherever we are. I think one of the things God has equipped me to do on this earth is to be a coach. And I didn't know that when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I think that's who he's created me to be, and he's got me here. And to help the women on our team become strong, confident, difference makers in this world where we're building lifelong relationships along with trying to win a whole lot of softball games along the way. But please don't hear that you can't know a sense of your calling when you're in college. I do believe that he gives some a really clear sense of that. But what does it look like to do big things? It's going out and making a difference in your world right now with your roommate and teammate and classmate. But if each day you're trying to draw closer to his heart with expectancy in your own, he will use you. And he will get you to where you're going. It boils down to loving God and loving people wherever he leads you, to point people to him by how we love. John 13:35 says that they will know that you are my disciples by how you love one another. And Paul adds to it, exhibit love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is everyone's calling. Do that, and you will be an amazing engineer. Youth pastor, teacher, construction worker, janitor, lawyer, missionary, stay-at-home mom, all of the above. Whatever it looks like, God is going to use you. God might close some doors that you don't anticipate, and that's going to be hard. He'll open others that are immeasurably more than you could ask or imagine. And I could have gone to China if SARS hadn't broken out, and that could have changed the entire trajectory of my life because I wouldn't have coached softball that summer. And I could have gone to I could have had a different work experience in that first job out of college, and I could still be in the business world. And I could have picked a different grad school, and my life would have gone down just a really different path. And I could have said, is hope really where you want me to go? And then been paralyzed into inaction and stayed comfortable right where I was. But I went. And I think that you have an impact wherever you go. Add to any group you're a part of. Affect one person who goes and affects another, and the ripple of big things that God is doing through you will be endless. Let's pray. Lord, help each student in this room, each student, to believe the big things that you have in their life. Amen. Go in confidence today, Hope College.